Here with us again today is the author of several best-selling children's books, hails from Nutley, New Jersey, I believe, and his name is Mr. August T. May. August, it's a very great pleasure to have you back here again with us by popular demand.
It is a pleasure to be here. Look, I am wearing my new summer suit. See?
Mm-hmm.
It is a lightweight suit. My summer suit is lightweight, and it is gray.
Cool, too, I'll bet, huh?
My summer suit is cool, too. See? Look. See my new summer suit? It's cool.
Okay, August T. May. Well, now we...
It's lightweight. I can run and dance and play in my new summer suit.
Okay, we've established that. You have a new suit.
It is gray.
And it's gray, and it's very comfortable, very cool for warm weather like this. Now, what brings you here today particularly?
Well, I just finished a new book. Look here in my hand. See? The cover of my new book?
Hey, that is a book by you.
Look, the title, The Day the Tree Cried.
Day the Tree Cried.
Isn't see the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the tree.
It's weeping.
The tree is weeping.
It's a weeping willow, isn't it?
Yes, the tree is a weeping willow. So, the tree is crying. Look at the poor tree. I wish that poor tree would stop crying.
August, if I could
interrupt... I would rather see that tree laugh and play.
Is this part of your book you're reciting, or... I mean, it sounds... I don't want to interrupt and give away the whole story of the weeping willow tree, but...
Well, it's about a tree.
How did you
have... The story I wrote is concerned principally with a tree.
Uh-huh.
Ah, look at that tree.
The day the tree cried. How did you happen to get the idea for this? Were you traveling around out in the country, or did it just come to you while you were home?
The idea came to me very rapidly. It's funny. Ideas come quickly to me.
Mm-hmm.
An idea, you know, is a brainstorm.
Yeah.
Yes, I had a brainstorm.
And you have...
My brainstorm told me that I should write a book, and I chose as my subject a tree. Oh, a poor tree that cries. Oh, my, my. I wish that poor tree would stop crying. I would much prefer to have a tree laugh and play and smile.
Can you tell us this, just without giving away too much of the plot, does the tree smile in the end of the book, or does...
Yes, the tree smiles. This is a happy book. This book has a very happy ending. I'm sure that all my readers prefer a book with a happy ending. That's why I write books with happy endings.
Okay, August E. May, children's book writer.
Now I must go run and play again with Gina.
Where are you going this evening? You have... A date, do you?
Look, I'm running and playing with Gina Lola Brigida.
Oh,
look,
get
I'm
out.
Holding her hand, and she is holding
August
my hand.
August T. May, ladies and gentlemen.
Come, Gina, run this way. Ah, I'm running and dancing and playing
right
with
out
Gina.
Through there. That's fine. Very good. And I think while we clear the air here, we can...
Yes, I'm running and dancing and playing and laughing.